¿Qué más podemos decirle a la mariposa? Dime, Col.
Es mariposas es muy bonita y chiquita.
Es bonita y chiquita.
World Language Academy is a place where the middle school has a library some colleges would envy, and the school's foundation helps buy books spanning several languages. It's also a place where first graders of all backgrounds talk butterflies in Spanish, and where white middle schoolers speak Spanish or Mandarin in the halls. The largest slice of the student body is Latino, then whites, then blacks and Asians. But students aren't the only ones connecting across cultures.
I feel like I've been in a bubble my whole life, and even coming here, I'm the minority.
That's Lane Sharrett. Unlike many of her colleagues, who are from more than a dozen countries, she teaches in English. Sharrett grew up in nearby Flowery Branch, Georgia. She admits that in her youth, she and everyone she knew assumed any Latino was Mexican. She's learned a lot about cultures and bilingual education since then. Her students and the whole school's test scores are very good, even though the tests are in English and her kids get half their instruction in English.
My students who are on third grade reading levels here, but they're only really gotten half of their day in it, and they're still meeting and they're actually more or less exceeding where they're supposed to be.
Those results and the whole bilingual or dual language approach demand tremendous teamwork at WLA's preschool, elementary, and middle school campuses.
I have to trust that the Spanish teacher is teaching the standards that need to be taught for my students and vice versa. So there's a lot of collaboration to make sure that we're hitting all those standards. You have two totally different teachers, two totally different cultures coming together.
But when kids who don't speak English come together in traditional English immersion classrooms, it's clear to them their language is less valued, and teachers say they can internalize that.
If you make a kid feel valued, they will do anything for you. But the moment you make them feel that you have something against them, they shut down.
World Language Academy teacher Jason Mizell says English immersion programs, the most common approach, implicitly tell language minority students there's something wrong with them, which does not happen at WLA.
In a dual language school, that's one hurdle you don't have to go over. The kids know that they're valued, their families are valued.
And people from the dominant language group benefit too. People like Skylar, who's in eighth grade and loves writing.
It'll give me a lot of more job opportunities. I'll be able to translate for some companies.
After so many reports about how being bilingual boosts brain development, I asked the budding language hopper if he thinks in Spanish.
Sometimes it'll just get into me and I'll just start thinking in Spanish and I don't realize it. And then I'll go back to English and I won't even notice.
WLA elementary parent Harmon Tyson sees that development in his two kids. They help the family traveling in rural Costa Rica, even haggling in markets where prices are negotiable. But their learning in Spanish brings frustrations. He can't help with their homework, which he says helps him grasp what language minority parents face all the time.
A lot of times human nature is selfish, and you don't realize the decisions you make, the impact they have on other people, not only in your community or in your state or maybe in your country or maybe even the world. And we want them to be able to think outside the box and be able to realize that we're all in this together.
Ventana, window,
puerta,
door,
maestra,
teacher.
But most language minority students don't have access to anything like this well-funded and well-run Georgia school. And even the best dual language program wouldn't conquer everything these kids face. Often triple segregation by ethnicity, poverty, and language. But teaching them in the language they know is pushing some over those hurdles and enriching the lives of others. For WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, I'm Dan Carson.